and a warm welcome to you on a warm November evening. This is what high school football, folks, is all about.
It's the game that Eagles fans, players, and coaches have burned into their memories. Billed as a heavyweight fight between the top two teams in Class 1A, if not at least a week early, Pella Christian traveled to Iowa City to face the then six-time defending state champion Regals of Regina Catholic. It took a while before the Eagles felt comfortable against their foes, and the start was shaky.
Jungling is in the backfield. Kakmarinski looking to his right. Hit as he's throwing. Pass is intercepted on the far sideline.
The first of many mistakes early in the game did not lead to points, at least not right away. But after trading punts, the Regals drove the length of the field for the first blow.
Regals really in the driver's seat for their first points. Hands it to Volstadt, who pushes past the pylon. He's in. Touchdown, Iowa City, Regina.
Then three and out for Pella Christian. But the punt was not handled cleanly, and the first big break for the Eagles took place in the first quarter.
Levi to punt this one away. It's a good low roller and is dropped on the ground and recovered by Pella Christian.
David Kakmarinski and Miles Wickert did the rest to break onto the scoreboard.
Plenty of time to throw. Fires. It is open. Wickert at the 20. 10, 5, 6 for the Eagles. Touchdown, Pella Christian. A home run shot from Kat to Wickert.
We've seen that play before from the Eagles, but I haven't seen it for a long time.
Regina would answer.
Hand off to Phillips right up the middle. He stopped initially at the line, and he'll fall forward, though, and get in. Touchdown, Regina.
Still in the opening period, Pella Christian tried an ill-fated wide receiver pass that led to another turnover. But the Eagles quickly snatched the ball back.
Play action fake, looking for a home run. Vroom has it. It's intercepted at the 20-yard line. Vroom was playing center field and caught the pop-up. And it's Pella Christian football, their second turnover of the game.
Then the third pick for Pella Christian in the first quarter was given back just two plays later.
His hard count and then a snap looking on the near sideline. That pass is intercepted. Looking for jungling, the ball was underthrown and undercutting in beautiful coverage was Jacob Phillips.
In the second is where the Regals took over, pushing their lead to three scores after Pella Christian failed on a fourth down deep in Regina territory, and a tip pass led to a fourth Eagles turnover in the first half.
He'll hand this one off to Volstadt right up the middle. He walks in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Regina.
Down three scores, and with time running down before the break, Levi Jungling hit a big return to get into Regals territory with under a minute on the clock. A few plays later, the Pella Christian offense started to wake up.
Time to throw. Looking over the middle, has his man Roman. Triple coverage. That pass is caught. Is he in? Yes. Six for the Eagles. Touchdown, Pella Christian. Hayden Vroom finds a gap in triple coverage, and the Eagles get a big touchdown before the half.
And the best part of that was Hayden hung on to that ball because he got racked by a couple of different defenders and spun to the ground, but Hayden had the football in the end.
However, Regina was still a load to handle for the Eagles' defense and scored to open the third quarter and take a 35-14 lead. But what seemed to be a dire situation turned into one of the best stretches in program history, and it started with a touchdown less than 5 minutes into the second half.
Blitz is coming, four-man rush. It's picked up, looking for Rose on the sideline. It's caught at the 10. He's in. Six for the Eagles. Touchdown, Pella Christian. A floater as Rosa got behind the secondary.
The Regals' rushing attack, though, was not finished just yet.
Handoff is to Isaac Volstadt. He stays on his feet. Bolsu, one guy to the 20, 15, 10. Sheds another on his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Iowa City, Regina. 28 yards for Isaac Volstadt.
But at this point, the PC attack was finding more gaps in Regina's defense.
Handoff will go to Levi over the right side, looking for an edge. Hesitates once, doesn't have much. Finally finds a little gap, and he's in. Six for the Eagles. Touchdown, Pella Christian. Levi finds the window and finds the end zone for the first time in this game.
And the Eagles showing a lot of heart. They're not giving up.
Finally came the first stop the defense needed late in the third. And just a few plays later, history.
Looking for Levi. It's caught at the 50-yard line. He'll make one defender miss to the 45, 40. He's loose at the 30, to the 20, the 10, the 5. Six for the Eagles. Touchdown by the Christian. No flags. There's your record breaker, Levi Jungling, the most prolific receiver in state history.
Jungling took his game to another level with his two scores, including the call that pushed him into the state's all-time leading receiver spot. It lit the fire the Eagles needed. Regina tacked on three more via field goal to keep PC at arm's length with a 10-point lead early in the fourth quarter. At this juncture, though, the Eagles' offense was simply rolling.
Cack looking to do it. He hesitates. He walks in untouched. Six for the Eagles. Touchdown, Pella Christian. They're back within one score.
Rich Kaczmarynski figured the game would come down to a game-winning field goal, so he went for two and got it. Now the Eagles, down 45-43, needed one more stop to give their record-breaking offense one last chance.
Direct snap in the backfield, stop for a big loss. Jake Phillips, there's Jackson Flagel again for a loss. Timeout, Pella Christian.
Wow, I can't say it enough. The seniors have risen to the occasion here in the fourth quarter.
Third and eight, Michael Conlon in the gun. Four wide receivers, three to the left. Does that fake hard count as he's done so often. Pella Christian doesn't bite. Do the Eagles have one stop? Conlon looking to pass. Has a man open. Downfield, can Pringle catch him? It's dropped! It's dropped at the 30-yard line! Fourth down, Regina!
Pella Christian took over with 2:51 on the fourth quarter clock. A timeout, and needing 3 points to get to the Unidome and a storybook finale for a prolific senior class.
Pella Christian has what they want, an opportunity to win this game.
What
right
a story
here
for the senior David Kaczmarynski, who played all last year on a torn ACL, fought for 10 months to get to this point. This is Rich Kaczmarynski's, his oldest son. This is the day that Rich dreamed of when he came here to Pella Christian so many years ago. Can the Eagles do it? Can they get their first trip to the Dome?
Early in the drive, they had a little bit of luck.
Regina will likely pin their ears back and put some pressure on. Clock is rolling. Oh, the snap goes through Kaczmarynski. He has to pick it up and heave it. He'll throw it over the middle. That pass is caught by Levi at the 30. He'll get to the 35-yard line. What an incredible play by David Kaczmarynski. He had it in his own 5-yard line.
Oh, my goodness. What presence by David Kaczmarynski. No panic. Pick up the ball. Throw where he knew Levi was going to be, and Levi was there.
After that miraculous broken play turned first down, it felt like it was going to be the Eagles' day. In Regina territory with just over a minute to play, Pella Christian was in the driver's seat until devastation.
To the 43 of Regina. Kak rolling out to his left. Has time to throw. Looking downfield into triple coverage. It's intercepted. And this game is over. David was looking for Graham Howerzile in triple coverage. And it's intercepted. And Regina is going to the Dome.
Oh, my. They earned my respect, I tell you, in the second half as well with the way they came back from three touchdowns down in the first half and again in the second half.
Play after play, David Kaczmarynski saving the season from his own nine. A botched snap that could have been a touchdown, Regina, turned into a big catch and a flutter ball on the near side to Howard's Island, triple coverage as it closed on him, ended in an interception. Pella Christian will fall 45-43 to Iowa City, Regina, and will not make it to Cedar Falls.
So was the end, at the time, of the best football year in Eagles history. An undefeated regular season, a state record broken, and a stellar senior class realizing their potential. Little, though, did those outside the program know that out of that heartbreak rose the next generation of Pella Christian playmakers.
It's been nearly a decade and a half in the making. Record-breaking players and more to get to this point as the Pella Christian Eagles, for the first time in program history, are headed to the Unidome in Cedar Falls.
And that's a look back at Pella Christian and Regina in the state quarterfinals in 2016, an instant KRLS classic. I'm Andrew Schneider.